All right, lads, welcome back to me podcast, Cheaper Than Therapy. Mick Thomas here. How are you? How you doing? Thanks for liking, subscribing and sharing. I do appreciate it. And thank you for coming on back. That's very nice of you. And get me podcast wherever it's available, right? Not available on YouTube this week, though. Previous episodes are. I'm on the road. I don't have equipment. But also, check out my other podcasts with my good buddy, Corey Brooks, the Manxiety Show, also available wherever you get your podcasts from. Where am I going to be? I am in on this Wednesday on the 15th. Check me out in Chicago at Zany's, 16th, 17th, Madcap, Florida. And on the 19th, I am at Zany's in Nashville, Tennessee. And on the 24th, 25th, Mohegan Sun, Wilkes-Barre. 26th, the Orlando Improv. What more do you want for March? Right? But, yeah, it's episode 200 of the podcast today. I just realized that as I was setting up, and I'm on the road, so there's no video this week, by the way. So if you're listening to this going like, hang on a second, I want to go check that out, that adorable face out, it's not going to happen. I'm only audio this week. So I do apologize for people who like to look at me and give the screen the finger. I'm on the road and the equipment isn't, it's a lot to lug around, which I did bring it, but the lighting in this hotel is absolutely dog shit. So it's just pointless, right? It's just pointless. But it's episode 200, right? Wouldn't you expect a big deal? Wouldn't you expect streamers, balloons to fall from the sky, highlights of all previous episodes, guests I've had on, funny moments, sad moments when I've cried over the death of friends. Scary moment, like a big highlight reel, you know, like a This Is Your Life. Some of my celebrity friends would come on and go, just talk about the show and how successful it is. And no, I didn't. I decided to just keep it low key. And, you know, I didn't want to take any attention away from the Oscars last night, right? The most important night of the year, I think, is definitely the Oscars, because we get to be told how to live our lives. We get to see how all the problems of the world get solved. It really is a great time. It really is the best time of year. Some would say better than Christmas. I kind of agree with that. It would be better than Christmas because it's just, you know, they go up there and they tell us what we need to do about the Ukraine, which they did, and you know, it's sort of the problem is solved. You know, one guy won a movie, an award, an Oscar for, now by the way, as I go through this episode, I will not be mentioning names, and it's not because there's some sort of, hang on, something popped up, don't move. Yeah, I will not be mentioning names, not out of because I don't want to get in trouble. It's because couldn't be bothered remembering them. I couldn't have been bothered remembering any names of any of the. I'm out of the loop now, right? Of the actors and that kind of stuff. I'm out of the loop. So I just stopped. So if you don't hear me mention him, I'll just say the guy that did the thing. Because I didn't see. I saw maybe one or two of the movies that was nominated. Maybe one or two. That was it. I wasn't involved in, I couldn't have been bothered with anything else in there. But, so one guy comes up and he did a documentary, I guess, about whatever's going on in the Ukraine. And he took his award and he's in prison, apparently, for being a journalist, right? Just thrown in jail for being a journalist. And that's tough. It's not nice, right? To be locked up for just being, you know, for reporting on the war, that kind of shit I disagree with. But the guy came up with the Oscar and he's like, hey, and the guy's name, I don't know. And he goes, you know, we got this award for you, stay, one day we'll get you out and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, how bad is his prison if he's able to watch the Oscars? Do you know what I mean? Like, he can't watch the Oscars, mate. So why are you, I'm assuming the gulag is not a great place to be. So I doubt they do have access to the Oscars. But if they do, I'm sure he's sitting there eating popcorn with his feet up, going, "Oh, thanks very much. Appreciate that. That Oscar's for me, everybody." Yeah, it was. What else did I think? It was. Let's be honest. Before we move forward, we do have to address about before we get back to any awards, was Rihanna. Okay, let's talk about Rihanna. She. Oh, did you like? I'm trying to not be offensive, but also I don't also don't care. But how great were her pregnancy boobs, right? And is that a sexist thing or a mean thing? Like, I'm watching this thing and I'm going, am I into pregnancy things now? Like, is that gonna be my new search on the hubs? Is that what I'm into now? Because she's always looked fine, but she looked extra fine. I don't know what it is. I don't, is that a weird, it is a weird fetish, right? It is. But I don't think of it as like, I don't know. She looked grand, just grand. Anyway, back to the awards. I don't want to be creeping people out and thinking like, "Oh, did you hear the episode 200? Must have been a great one." No, Mick talks about how he's into pregnancy porn. Really? Yeah. I was going to get graphic with it, but that would be mean. Yeah. So we go. Let's go back to the awards. And here's the thing, right? It is the most woke day of the year, isn't it? Like, it's a chance for everybody to come up and say their bullshit piece. And big year for women this year. Big year. Everyone was thanking women. Everyone was saying women are great. Because we didn't know that. We didn't know that now, right? I was sitting at home watching it. I was sitting in my hotel watching it, thinking like, oh, women are great too. I didn't know. I didn't know because one singer came out again, don't know the name. I think she was the first performer. And she was like, all the women deserve a round of applause. Not just here, but all the women around the world. All the women? All the women. Let me just leave that there for a second, right? What about I'm up in Boston now. And there was something on the news where a woman abandoned her children this week, and one of them died because it was a toddler sleeping by the window, and the window was wide open, and the toddler died of hypothermia. Was she her? Do we give her a round of applause? You know, I've seen documentaries in El Salvador about how the majority of the cartel, what they use to lure children in to be sex trafficked is the women will capture them. A lot of women will work for the cartel, and they will capture the children for sex trafficking, and they will sell them and talk to the girls and that kind of stuff, and they will get them for the car. Them? Should they be applauding themselves too? Do we have to applaud them? What about the leaders of the BLM who stole millions of dollars from the Black Lives Matter movement, where the money was like, we're gonna take millions of dollars, and we're like, oh, what are we gonna do with that money? Are we gonna put it back into the communities, into the black communities, to help build up education, maybe some after school programs, maybe we'll do some trades, right? We'll bring in some companies into the ghettos of the underprivileged people, and we'll give them trades. They learn how to be mechanics. They will learn how to, even though they've struggled with high school, they dropped out or didn't want to go back to get a diploma, but they can still get qualifications and they can get a head start in life. But they decide to keep the money and buy six houses and pay her brother as a security guard, the head of security guard who worked for an insurance company, and now he's the head of security on $700,000 a year of his salary. He's now the head of security. That's her brother. So she took all that money and she didn't put it back in the community and help out people and the Black Lives Matter movement. Her? Do we applaud her? So that was the message I got last night from the Oscars, and also great year, great year. Not so great of a year for Irish people, right? We had the Banshee of Inisherin up there. We had a few little things in there. We didn't win fuck all really, and but I don't care because it's just a movie, right? It's just a movie. It's weird to give awards to things. Awards are weird things, aren't they? Like think about that. Like people were given this. What was the movie that won it? I didn't see. I couldn't tell you the movie that won it. And they're like, this was the best movie of the year. And I go, no, it wasn't. To me, Puss in Boots was. I loved Puss in Boots. Can't get enough of Puss in Boots. Great movie. Antonio Banderas, Salma Hayek. Salma Hayek was there also. Is Salma Hayek ever gonna like have a bad day? I believe that if New Car Smell was a person, it would be Salma Hayek. She is always divine. Always divine. Yeah, so awards are fucking weird. So did I give a shit that the Banshee of Inisherin didn't win? No, of course I didn't. And I love the movie. Some people didn't out there like the movie. Some people I recommended it to and they would try watch it and they go, I don't get it. Feckin' wild. Feckin' wild. Right? But anyway, so the Irish people didn't win. We didn't win much this year, but it was good year for Asians. Really good year for Asians. Pretty much all most of them were Asians that won this year, right? And some people might say, oh, here he goes. He's gone on one of these rants again. No, he's not. I just, is it a fact? Is it a fact that most of the money now from movies are made in China, right? Because of the population. Like everything else is made in China. Is also the money, the majority of the money made for movies is made in China. Have the Chinese government interfered with Hollywood and said, if you don't show such a thing in the movies, we're not going to show your movie over here. Is that possible? Now, again, I didn't see the movie, so I can't sit there and go, nah, that wasn't good. They don't deserve an award. So I don't want you thinking that. You're just hating because you're hating. So I'm sure the movies were fantastic. And if we are giving out awards, maybe deep down, truly, they did deserve an award. I was happy to see Data from, I won't even learn his real name, Data from. What's it called? The Goonies win an award. I didn't know. I was halfway through watching and go, oh, fuck, that's Data from the Goonies. I didn't know. I didn't know it was Data kicking ass there. Good for him. But I, so it has been known that, and again, these movies could have been fantastic. And I'm sure the performances were great. I'm sure they weren't just shitty performances. I'm sure they were top notch. Not saying that at all. Not saying that at all. But when you do take a movie like Doctor Strange from the Marvel Universe, when you have the Grand Sorcerer, who was originally a guy from Taiwan, or a Tibetan monk, right? And we know how what China feels about that. So they started to make the movie with Doctor Strange, and they put the Grand Sorcerer in there, and then China gets on the phone and I go, all right, mate, Disney, how you doing? Good, China here. All right, China, what's happening? Listen, love all that, love what you're doing. We're excited, Doctor Strange. We can't wait to show it in our theaters over here. But there is a problem. One of your characters that is in the movie that has been there since the 60s, the Grand Sorcerer. Yeah, what is it, China? What's going on, the Grand Sorcerer? He is a Tibetan monk, yeah, and since we don't believe that that place even exists, like when we show a map of the world in school, that is not on the globe. That is not on the map. So if you could do us a favor and wipe that place off the map too for your movie and get rid of that Tibetan monk, the Grand Sorcerer, please, if you would do that, we'd appreciate it. But we don't, we kind of want to stay true to the comic. And yeah, yeah, you do that then, and we will not give you so many $1 billion of revenue, because we're not going to show that movie here. And Disney, and I'm sitting here in a Disney shirt right now, and Disney took their tail between their legs and ran off and said, you got it. Other people like the NBA in the past have been known to, you know, when someone went, I think it was a LeBron James, I believe, went out, LeBron James went out and he spoke up about the Chinese government, what they were doing to the Uyghurs. Google that yourself. I did a whole episode about it about 8 months ago, 9 months ago. And what LeBron James was doing to the Uyghurs. Not what LeBron James doing to the Uyghurs. Can you imagine that? That's the guy from Space Jam, and he's causing genocide on all of us. Yeah, he went out, and and the Chinese government, they've been wiping out Uyghurs because of their religious belief, putting them in camps, literally making them sterile. I'm not making this up. I'm not making any of this up. I'm kind of glad this, by the way, isn't on YouTube, because it would have been taken down. So I'm glad it's only on the audio. But and then what happened? They said, tell LeBron to apologize, or we're not going to show any NBA products. If there's any more tweets about us, we're not going to be showing any of the NBA over here. And the NBA went, well, we don't care, because we make almost $100 billion a year from profit, so we don't really need China. And China's like, yeah, well, we're 80 of that 100. And they went, fuck, sorry. Yeah, LeBron, get on that there, mate. Say sorry. Stop tweeting about China, the Chinese government, please, being monsters, being legit fucking monsters that they are. And again, this is not a slight at all on the Chinese people, because the Chinese people themselves are sick of the government. So this is not a go at Chinese people. This is a go at the government and how they fucking run shit. But yeah, so is it out of the realm of possibility, right? I remember that case where John Cena apologized. Remember that? John Cena apologized in Chinese, by the way, for saying Taiwan existed. So is it out of the realm of possibility that China kind of may have came in and said, listen, you want to throw some of those statues our way, please? No, we don't. Well, you know, you do make billions of dollars off us every year from your movies. Maybe lob some of those statues our way, please. So, again, that sounds bitter, but I genuinely, deep down, do not give a fuck about award shows, apart from Rihanna. That, again, I'm still confused, by the way. Still confused about Rihanna. But I don't care about, you know why I didn't care too? Because the first commercial in there, there was a lot of Pfizer commercials, wasn't there? There was a lot of Pfizer. The Oscars is brought to you by Pfizer. Why are they bringing us the Oscars? Why are they, a lot of COVID-19 commercials. And then they went from that to, I can't remember the medicine. There was some medicine that came on there right after. And I was like, if you have COVID-19, if you have the early symptoms of COVID-19, take this and it will stop it from getting severe. So they still haven't figured out the thing. But I was listening to the side effects. Now, listen, I know comedians for years, and this is going to sound a little hacky. Some of the comedians for years have done the side effects are, I mean, Chris Rock was the first one to do it. Ironically, Chris Rock was the first one to do it. And, you know, and then other comics have done it since. Oh, side effects may cause blah, 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 blah. Or if fucking, you know, remember the Viagra commercial, comedians would do that joke. Those hacks would go like, if you have erection for more than 3 hours, you better call the doctor. Like, I'm calling all my friends. Ugh, disgusting. Hack premise. Comics, be better. But, what was my fucking thought now? Jeez, I do this all the time. Oh yeah, so I'm watching, the commercial is on, so the side effect was, don't take this if you're pregnant or you plan on being pregnant, so it's very dangerous. But if you're on birth control, don't take it, because it will make your birth control not work, meaning it will get you pregnant, that you're not supposed to take it because you're pregnant. So like everything else, that fucking Pfizer, that COVID, that everything else that went with COVID, it's another fucking rule that doesn't make any sense, right? Here's a pill that's going to help you during COVID. Don't fucking take it if you're pregnant. not good, right? Imagine you couldn't take a medicine because you're pregnant. How bad is that medicine? Or if you plan on being pregnant. I don't want to be pregnant. I'm on the pill. I am on the pill. I don't need to be pregnant. Oh, by the way, don't take it if you're on the pill, because it makes the pill not work. And if the pill doesn't work, guess what, ladies? You get pregnant. Right? That's fucking COVID in an... That's the whole Pfizer COVID-19, how it was handled in a nutshell, is all in that commercial. You know who the best one was? The best thing about... And then I saw Brendan Fraser one. And I love Brendan Fraser. Who doesn't? Bit out of breath after running up six steps. Now, some people say, well, he was out of breath because he was emotional. Six steps. Come on, man. Let's not normalize this. Right? Let's not normalize six steps killing people. The guy was out of... I was gonna die. It was so good. Six steps is what took him out. I'm not kidding. Go back and watch it. I ain't a liar. Six steps nearly killed him. But I think the best, for me, the funniest thing that happened at the Oscars was I went on Twitter, not to scroll through, just to look at something. I went on Twitter and Will Smith put a tweet and he says, I think I'll stay home and watch this year. Ta-da, Will Smith won. Will fucking Smith won. And again, I obviously cider Chris Rock and all that, but the fact that he just made a fuck you, it was great. It was the best part of the night. That was my... anyway, look, that's my fucking take on the Oscars. I'm sick. I don't... that's episode 200 in the bag, right? It's all downhill from here, I think, on Cheaper Than Therapy. But thank you for listening, liking, subscribing and sharing. Go see me live, will you? I'm on the road. And listen, as always, wash your hands, you dirty fuckers. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.